Thanks for calling Bath Body Works. This is Cheryl.
Hey, this is Paul calling from the corporate office with Bath and Body Works. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you, Paul?
Doing great. The reason we're calling is we're kind of doing a promotion for Easter. So until, you know, the 21st, you know, after Easter, we need everybody to answer the phone. Instead of saying Bath and Body Works, we need you to say Bath and Bunny Works. It's kind of an advertising campaign we're doing right now.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so
that's
just wanted
cute.
To let you know, make sure you're answering the phone, Bath and Bunny Works.
Okay,
and then,
I will.
And then the Monday after Easter to go back to normal.
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. Just wanted to let you know. We'll send out
okay.
a memo as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Thank you for calling Bath and Bunny Works. Can you hold, please?
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Try to do the things you should, maybe if you're extra good, he'll roll lots of Easter eggs your way. You wake up on Easter morning and you know that he was there. When you find those chocolate bunnies that he's hiding everywhere. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
Hey everybody, happy Easter. You're listening to The Phone Show. This is episode 12, and today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. We've got a great show for you today. I'm going to be calling up a store formerly known as Bath & Body Works, now known as Bath & Bunny Works, and I'm going to be the Easter Bunny in the shopping center and give them all sorts of crazy scenarios and see how they react to it. So let's get started with the show.
Bath & Body Works, Sharita, how may I help you?
Hey, Sharita. This is Paul. I'm the Easter Bunny here in the mall.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I was wondering, do you have, like, any soaps or shampoos or, like, anything that's got, like, a really strong scent to it?
Yes, we do. You could definitely, what were you looking for?
Well, I just need something with a strong smell to mask another smell. I just got back from my lunch break, and I was, you know, supposed to be taking pictures with the kids right now.
Yeah, come on in. Can you come into the store?
Well, I kind of can't because I'm not even really supposed to be on my phone right now. But you see, what happened was is I was smoking weed on my lunch break, and I think some of the kids are starting to notice and maybe get high. So I just need something to rub all over the fur on the bunny suit to kind of mask the smell of weed.
Okay, are you over there right now?
Yeah, I'm over by the food court.
I'll give you a tip
and I'll pay for it. Can you just like bring me like two bottles of like the smelliest whatever you have? I don't care. The suits are rental. I don't care. Just something stinky that I can put over it to mask the smell of weed.
Okay, I got you. I'm going to send one of my associates up, okay?
Okay,
are you in your bunny costume?
Yeah, I'm in the bunny costume. So just come on over and just, if you want to just like have them just kind of discreetly open the package and just kind of like, you know, like.
Well, I'm gonna bring you a try me. Give me 1 second. You'll notice that she's in a Bath and Body Works and she's gonna spray you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Try to be discreet about it. Like you.
Okay.
Don't even
she's
ask,
coming
yeah,
up. Okay.
Me, okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Bath and Body Works.
Hey, this is the Easter Bunny here at the shopping center.
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that one of our staff came over earlier and they hit a bunch of plastic eggs around the store. And so about 10 minutes now, I'm going to be hopping on into your store. I'm going to have probably about maybe 30 kids and their parents, and we're going to be having a big Easter egg hunt in the middle of your store.
Okay.
So we just wanted to let you know, figured that the parents could do their shopping while the kids are looking for the eggs, and it's a.
Did you know this is like Bath and Body Works? It's like a really, really small store.
Yeah, I know. It's actually a cross
promotion
we've got going with your corporate. We're calling it Bath and Bunny Works. So we figured the parents
could
buy soaps and shampoos and stuff. And
gotcha.
Kids can find the eggs, but we just wanted to let you know because it's going to be, kind of like a fun, happy event. So. I'm going to kind of be hopping around your store, and I'm a little clumsy here in the bunny suit, so I may knock over some display, stuff may get broken, but I just wanted to let you know our corporate people will pay for any damages.
Okay.
But, yep, so we're going to be there in about 10 minutes, so if you see any eggs around, make sure you don't touch them. Also, if you find the golden egg, don't touch that, because that's kind of like the big prize at the end. It's actually like a giant firework, and we're going to set it off. It's going to have, like Easter.
In the middle of the store?
Colors. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's like a big Easter celebration.
Okay.
So we'll see you in about 10 minutes.
All righty.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bath and Body Works at the office, Kelsey.
Hey, Chelsea. This is Paul. I'm the guy doing the Easter Bunny here at the mall.
Uh-huh.
In the bunny suit. And I just wanted to let you know that we sent in some of our staff to hide a bunch of Easter eggs around your store. And so we're going to be coming over. I'm going to be hopping in the bunny suit, a bunch of kids with me, and we're going to have a nice Easter egg hunt right there in your store.
Oh, man, that's really going to mess up my numbers.
Oh, no, it's okay. I've only got, like, maybe 25, 30 kids at most, plus their parents. So, the whole thing should last maybe a couple hours. We'll have people coming in and out gradually, and we're going to be, hunting for the eggs. I'm going to be kind of hopping around the store in kind of a comical way. So, our company here at Bunny Co. will make sure we pay for anything we break, because we might, I'm a little clumsy in the suit, so some of the displays might get knocked over by accident. So.
No, that's not going to happen.
Well, no, we've already, it's already happened. We already charged all the families like $5 per kid, so we
I mean, but there's no eggs in my store.
Yeah, this is Bath and Body Works, right?
Yeah, but how? There's no eggs in my store.
No, we put them around. They're hidden. Like, we put them, behind merchandise on the shelves and all over the place. It's part of a promotion we're doing called Bath and Bunny Works. Like a small promotion, like a cross advertisement.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part of that.
it's kind of a cross advertisement. We've already cleared it with corporate in the mall office and everything.
They should have got permission from me first. I don't think so.
While the kids are looking for the eggs, the parents will buy soaps and shampoos and stuff. It's kind of a cross promotion here.
Never heard of this.
All right, well, you're hearing about it now, so I just wanted to let you know in about 10 minutes now I'm going to be hopping on in.
Oh, that's so funny, because the mall's not even open yet, so this is a complete joke.
No, we're kind of working on it before the mall opens.
You can't come in my store before the mall opens.
Well, we've already got all the parents and everybody lined up here in the food court. We're kind of starting early
to
disrupt the businesses.
Yeah.
We figured that's... that way we'd have time to clean up before you open for real.
Okay. Oh, sounds good.
So, yep, we'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Yep.
All right, we'll see you then.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Bath & Body Works at PG Mall. This is Rhea. How may I help you?
Hey, Rena. This is Easter Bunny here at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. So, anyway, I just calling to let you know that Jeff, the guy who did Santa, you know, back in December, we're trying to settle a dispute that we have. So we're going to be coming into your store in about maybe 10 minutes or so, and we're going to have some plastic swords, and we're going to kind of stage like an epic battle between, you know, Easter Bunny and Santa. So
uh-huh.
We just wanted to let you know that if it looks like a pretty intense fight, it's just for, you know, just stage. The swords are just plastic with the foam on them. But we just wanted to let you know because you might want to move any displays or anything out of the way that might be breakable because, you know, stuff
almost
might
everything
be kind
in
of
here
jumped
is
around
breakable.
I'm a little clumsy here in the bunny suit.
Almost everything in here is breakable because we sell candles and they're on all the fixtures. So I don't think that would be the best thing to do in our store.
Oh, crap. You got all the candles. You should probably take all those candles off the sales floor and just kind of move them out of the way for maybe an hour.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Sorry.
Okay, well, we'll have our corporate people pay for any damages. You know, we have insurance and all that here at Bunny Co. But,
we've already kind of got it going on.
Well, the news crew is already coming.
So
they're going to film it for Channel 5, so it's already
You can't do that either. So thank you so much. Maybe in another store or just out there where you're already taking the bunny pictures. Thank you.
No, we need to do it in a store. It's for Channel 5. So.
Bath & Body Works, this is Jocelyn. How can I help you?
Hey, this is the Easter Bunny here at the shopping plaza. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. So, anyway, I'm just calling to let you know ahead of time that I'm going to be coming in there in about maybe 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
I've got the guy who did Santa last December with me.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of settling a dispute from last December because, you know, Santa gets more exposure than I do here at Easter. So we're going to be kind of having an epic battle in the middle of your store with, you know, plastic swords and stuff. Just wanted to let you know I'm going to pay for the damage. But we got to make it look real good because it's going to be on Channel 5 later this evening.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to end up destroying probably about half the store during this, you know, stage brawl. But it's okay because we're going to pay for it.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know, like, if you see, you know, Santa and the Easter Bunny having what looks like a very intense fight in the middle of your store, it's just for
show. Okay. All right.
So I just
thank
wanted
you.
To let you know. So don't worry. But if you have anything with glass bottles or anything, you might want to move those out of the way because those probably will get knocked over. Anything plastic should be fine because plastic doesn't break.
Okay.
So do you think you could have anything breakable moved out of the way in the next 10 minutes or so?
Probably not since it's just me.
Okay,
right now.
I'll give you about 15 minutes then just to give you an extra few minutes. But you might want to start moving all that stuff out of the way now so we don't break it.
Okay, it's a lot of stuff.
Okay, well, just kind of at least kind of keep it all contained in one area. Like, if you have any big display tables,
uh-huh.
you might want to move those, too, because we did this last year at one of the other malls.
Uh-huh.
And when we did that, the guy who did Santa got a little carried away, and he actually flipped over a whole table, like, threw it across
the floor. Oh, wow.
And it actually hit one of the employees in the head. It was a huge thing. We almost had a lawsuit. It was kind of messy, so we're trying not to let it get quite that intense this year, but you never know. Things get crazy when me and Santa have our fights.
Okay. I will do the best I can.
Okay, so just start moving stuff out of the way, and we'll be there in about, 10, 15 minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling Bath & Body Works. Forsville, Nikki speaking.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey.
This is the Easter Bunny here at the shopping center. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. So I just wanted to call and let you know that we had one of our employees come over from Bunny Co. and they hit a bunch of plastic eggs around your store earlier, like kind of behind some of the merchandise, on the shelves and stuff. I don't know if you see any. We kind of hid them pretty good. We just want to make sure you don't touch them because about 10 minutes from now, I'm going to be hopping on into your store. I'm going to have maybe like 25, 30 kids and their parents come in, and we're going to be having a big Easter egg hunt in your store to celebrate Easter.
You said, did this happen today?
Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes from now. So you're going to see me. I'll be wearing the bunny suit. I'm going to be hopping on in, and, you know, I'm a little clumsy in the bunny suit, so if there's anything, you know, around the store that might be breakable, like any candles or any display tables, you might want to move those out of the way. That way I don't knock anything over when I'm hopping around. But we're going to be having a big Easter egg hunt right in the middle of your store. It's going to be great.
No, I don't think we're having that today.
No, we are. It's actually a cross-promotion we've got going on with corporate. We're calling it Bath and Bunny Works. So it's, you know, the parents can buy, like, you know, shampoos and soaps and stuff while the kids look for the eggs. It's a fun time for the whole family. So we just wanted to let you know, especially if you find the golden egg, don't touch that because that's part of the grand finale.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. We'll be there in about 10 minutes or so.
Thanks for calling Miss Homo's Bath and Body Works. Marissa speaking.
Hey, Marissa. This is the Easter Bunny here in the shopping center.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. This is kind of an emergency, but I was wondering, do you have anything with a strong scent to it? Like, I don't know, like lotion, soap, or perfume, or anything?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, this is kind of embarrassing, but I've been in the bunny suit for the past, you know, 6 hours, and I didn't get a chance to get a break. It has been so busy, and I kind of shit my pants, and I need something to mask the smell. I didn't know if you might have anything you could spray me with.
Yeah. If you want to come in, we got you.
Well, the thing is I can't leave. Like, I'm still, you know, in here. I mean, I kind of hidden behind the display for a couple of minutes, but I've still got a line of kids, and, like, they're starting to notice the smell. So I was wondering if you or maybe one of your associates could come over and just, like, I'll pay for it, but just, like, spray me with anything that might be able to mask the smell.
Sure, no problem. We'll be there in a few minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling Bath & Body Works at Bowie Town Center. How may I help you?
Hey, this is the Easter Bunny here in the shopping center.
Excuse me?
This is the Easter Bunny. I'm the guy in the bunny suit here in the shopping center.
All right. What did you need, sir?
Well, I was just calling to apologize for what happened earlier. My manager said I had to call you.
What did you need a call for? What happened?
Well, I was in your store earlier. Well, not in the bunny suit because, you know, I don't want to draw attention to myself yet. But we were going to do an Easter egg hunt in your store for the kids. But I stubbed my toe on one of the display tables and when I was supposed to be hiding the eggs around the store. So I kind of opened up a bunch of your soap bottles and I just, you know, dumped the egg yolk in them and then shook them up. But my manager wasn't happy with me and said I had to call and apologize to you. So sorry about that.
Okay. Well, you know, you can come in and bring us some eggs and stuff, like chocolate.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I probably will later when I'm in there with the kids, but I just wanted to let you know because, you know, since I dump eggs into your, you know, because they weren't hard-boiled because they paid me minimum wage, so I'm not going to spend all the effort to hard-boil them. I really don't give a crap. So
okay.
I just kind of grabbed eggs from the grocery store and brought them on in, but I stubbed my toe and it made me mad, so I was opening up your, you know, your soap bottles, dumping out half the soap, and I was just cracking the eggs and dumping all the egg yolk and the egg goo into them. So anybody
who
buys those soaps will be getting a big handful of goo.
Are you in the shopping center right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not near your store. I'm at the other side of the plaza. You know, I'm on my lunch break right now. Then I got to back into the bunny suit and hop on out and take pictures with all the little munchkins, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you for apologizing.
Yeah, but you might want to take those soaps off the shelf because your customers might be mad at you when they get a handful of egg when they go to wash their hands.
Where are the soaps at?
Well, I was really mad when I stubbed my toe, so I kind of did them all around your store. So it's really hard to say because I kind of did like a couple on each display. So you should probably just take all of the soaps off your sales floor and just check them because I kind of moved them around.
All right, thank you.
Anyway, do you accept
my
apology?
Yes, have a great day.
Okay, you too. Happy Easter.
You too.
All right, bye.
I'm calling Bath and Body Works. This is Doug. How may I help you?
Hey, Becca. This is the Easter Bunny here in the shopping center.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good.
That's good. So, anyway, I just wanted to let you know I'm going to be hopping on into your store in about maybe 10 minutes. And we're going to be doing the big Easter egg hunt with all the kids.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know things kind of got a little bit crazy at the other stores we were just at. So I just wanted to let you know you might want to move some, you know, display tables out of the way because, you know, I kind of a little bit clumsy here in the bunny suit and sometimes I tend to knock things over. So, yeah, it's going to be me and about maybe 50 kids and their parents. So we're all just going to be, I'm going to be hopping around your store, you know. They're all hard-boiled, so they're not, like, going to break at all. But, you know, we had, like, an egg fight a few stores down. Like, you know, the kids were throwing eggs at me, and I was throwing them back at them, and it was kind of fun, you know. So I just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
Anything breakable, kind of. Move it out of the way for, you know, the next few minutes.
The store is very breakable. It's a bunch of candles. It's very breakable.
Oh, yeah. You might want to move those because
I can't move
I don't know what will happen
before.
If we throw a hard-boiled egg at those. That
okay,
might break
I mean,
something.
Just don't throw eggs in the store. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, it's the kids started it. You know, they're three-year-olds and up. So, I mean the older kids kind of don't. But, like, you know, once one does it, they all do it. I mean, it's going to happen. It's happened at every store we've done this at. You know how those crazy kids are throwing eggs around at Easter time.
Let me hand you over to my assistant manager. Give me 1 second.
Okay, sure.
Good evening, Bath and Body Works. How can I help you?
Hey, this is the Easter Bunny here in the shopping center.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. Anyway, I'm just calling to let you know I'm going to be coming in soon with all the kids, and we're going to be having the egg hunt in your store.
We're not doing one tonight.
Oh, no. We came in earlier. I had my staff come in, and they placed eggs around your store, like behind some of the merchandise. And so we're going to be coming in and having a big egg hunt.
Not tonight.
Well, yeah, we're already on our way over. I just wanted to let you know because at the other stores we've done this at, I'm a little bit clumsy in the bunny suit, so sometimes I tend to knock things over.
Okay, well, don't worry.
Sure
we'll be locked up anyway, so it's okay.
Oh, well, we'll be there in about 10 minutes.
That's fine. We'll be at the door making sure you don't come in. Not a problem.
Well, you can't deny the Easter Bunny. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Sorry, I can. We'll see you when you get here.
Bunny?
We'll see you when you get here. Thanks.
Yep, we'll
bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Thank you for calling Parkway Bath and Body Works. It's Cindy speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, this is the Easter Bunny here in the shopping center. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Anyway, I'm calling to let you know that we're going to be coming in soon to do the egg hunt with all the kids.
Oh, okay.
Did your manager tell you about that already?
No.
Okay, yeah. I sent some of my associates in there earlier, and they hid a bunch of eggs around your store. And so
today?
I've got about maybe 50 to 60 kids with me, and we're all going to be kind of running around your store looking for the eggs. It's kind of a big promotion. Like, the parents, I'm sure, will buy stuff from you because, you know, like, adults like to buy soaps and whatever it is that you sell
is
there.
Are you trying to get a hold of South Center?
No, Bath and Body Works. Like, it's a cross-promotion
right.
We've got going on here with the shopping center management people. We're calling it Bath and Bunny Works. You know, the parents can buy stuff from you while the kids look for the eggs. So, but I just wanted to let you know, because things kind of got a little bit rowdy in the last store we were in. If you have anything like display tables with a lot of like breakable stuff on, you might want to kind of move them out of the way because I'm in the bunny suit, so I'm a little bit clumsy when I hop around.
Oh, okay.
I don't think anyone
hit any eggs here.
Well, we wouldn't have told you. We did it discreetly, you know, like. Somebody should have notified management, but like when we were in there, because you don't want y'all to find the eggs, because there's, you know, like the golden egg has like a $50 bill in it. That's like the grand prize, and we kind of didn't want you to find that, so you don't really know where they are. But yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, I just need you to move anything breakable that'd be in the middle of the way, like around the store, just kind of move things to the side so that I can hop around in the bunny suit without breaking stuff.
Okay, that'll be a little bit hard because we can't move any of the tables and we do have candles in here, but I do think it'll be okay. There's nothing, like, too crazy, like, on the edge or anything like that.
Okay, yeah, just, like, run around the store and make sure, because, like, the other stores we did this at, I kind of, like, knocked a bunch of stuff over because there's this one three-year-old with me that just likes to throw stuff, and he actually started throwing the eggs, like, at the employees and the merchandise, and, like, mall security was called, and it was kind of a mess, but, you know,
okay.
You know how parents are. The parents just kind of left the kid with us, and we don't really know who he belongs to, so I'm kind of stuck with this kid until the parents show up and take him home, you know, to wherever he lives.
Okay.
So that's why I'm just calling before he destroys everything again.
All right. This is the one outside of the mall, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
going to
be
sure.
There in about maybe 10 or 15 minutes. We're just kind of, like, hopping over there now.
Okay.
So do you think that – would that give you enough time to move anything breakable or expensive out of the way?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay, so have the store ready, and we'll be there soon. I'll be in the bunny suit. I'll wave to you when I come in.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you. All right. Bye.
Thanks for calling Bath & Body Works. This is Cassie. May I help you?
Hey, Cassie. This is the Easter Bunny here in the mall.
Uh-huh.
Hey, just wanted to ask, like, do you have anything in there with a strong smell to it, like perfume or soap or lotion or anything with a scent to it?
Oh, yeah. We have lots of stuff.
Okay, great. Do you have anything with, like, a really strong smell, though?
Do you want it to spray in the air or spray on your costume?
Well, kind of both. This is kind of embarrassing, but I've been in the bunny suit for the past 6 hours,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't been able to take my break because there's no one else to cover for me.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of shit my pants, and the kids are starting to notice, so I need something to mask the smell. So I didn't know if you might have anything you can bring me, because I got another 2 hours left in my shift.
Yeah, let me have a girl run down with some spray.
Okay, and we kind of need to be discreet about it because
yeah.
Like, I don't want anyone to know. So I'll have one of my associates pay for it, but, like, can you just, like, come up behind me and just kind of discreetly spray me? Like, don't make it obvious, but just kind of, like, spray something at me?
Yeah, so you're going to send someone down to pay for one? Or
we can't really leave the area, but, like, I've kind of, like, motioned, like, you know, so they know, like, to pay for it. Just keep it within a $20 budget if you can.
I can just send someone down real quick with one of our testers and.
That would be perfect. But again, like, I don't want the parents to know because I get a commission on every picture I take. So
yeah,
if you can just spray me and, like, a few big sprays, that should be good.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have someone down in a couple minutes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
All right, so that's our show. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. Have a very happy Easter from prankoperator.com. And if you want to celebrate on your answering machine, here is a Easter answering machine message, which you can listen to by going to my other website, which is noveltyansweringmachine.com. This one came from the tape known as Funny Phone. So if you go to the Novelty Archives and look for Funny Phone, you can find this message if you want to put it on your answering machine. Here you go.
Hello, we're not here right now, but we love you anyhow. So just leave your number at the tone. One last thing we'd like to say. Have a happy Easter day, and we'll call you back when we get home.
There are not 50 hard-boiled eggs in my store. I can tell you that right now.